Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I can't tell you how excited I am about Jenkins and Mike Brown. I just can't tell you how I'm just so excited. I mean, I don't know. I'm tired of getting frustrated by it. I'm tired of yelling about it, but I just got to tell you, I mean, I don't know. I understand you felt you had to move on from Tibbs. If you were one of those guys, you felt like you needed to move on from Tibbs. Like, you can make a compelling case. I disagree with you. I don't think I could be convinced that moving on from Tibbs was the best thing for the franchise in this moment. I would have kept him another year, but there are arguments to be made. I'll push back on them, but I get it. But I don't know how in the world, like, you can really tell me that if they, like, the charade they went through and getting all the doors slammed in their face, and reports are that they weren't even just told no, it was like, hell no, bleep no. Owners answering the phone going, don't bother to call here again. For guys like Quinn Snyder and Billy Donovan. Yeah, he's won a championship in college. He won 2 championships in college. But, like, is that the kind of coach that you need to embarrass yourself for? And then when you first get your chance to talk to guys who are available, it's, you know, it's Mike Brown. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. He did a good job. You know, he had his run in Cleveland. He had a good job with the Kings. He's not a terrible coach. But, like, Tibbs to Mike Brown, you feel excited about that? From Tibbs to Jenkins, you feel excited about that because of his run with Memphis? Like, I don't know. These are the first 2 candidates they look at. It's just going to be a hard sell for me, man. I am just, let's just get to it. Hire the damn coach. Let's see how it works. Obviously, now you're hearing the reports from Mark Spears that Kevin Durant wanted to come to the Knicks. This time around, was interested in getting shipped to the Knicks in this offseason, but the Knicks aren't interested in it. I understand that, and I know many fans feel that way and are glad the Knicks feel that way. I would be a little bit more open to it than some people. I still believe in Kevin Durant, even at 37 years old. You know, he can get his own shot. He's a willing defender. I mean, I think it's a different dynamic that might really work well with Brunson, but not going to happen. Knicks aren't interested, so we'll see if there's any changes to this roster other than bolstering some of the bench. You got everybody. You got everybody. Now coming out of the woodwork, whether it's Rivers or, you know, was it another player? I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Somebody else coming out talking about the reaction with Tibbs, and we thought we would have a contract. Was it Marcus Cousins? I forget. He told me he'd rather have Derrick Rose when it came to Rivers and all this stuff. So now out of the woodwork comes everybody who had problems with Tibbs in the past and problems with Leon Rose. And it just feels like, man, the Knicks, while we're watching the Indiana Pacers, who they did lose game 5, obviously, and are now down 3-2, as they kept it close and made it, I think they got it to within 2 points in the fourth quarter, only to have the game pull away from them in the fourth, but still a decent enough showing. Halliburton, what, have 0 points in the first half, an embarrassing first half for him. He's dealing with an injury. But as we're watching the Indiana Pacers and the Thunder play, it feels like there are two stories in the NBA right now. Two stories in the NBA. As obviously Jalen Williams went off for 40 last night. SGA had 31, and the Pacers fell to the Oklahoma City 120 to 109. Halliburton has 4 points on the game, 0 for 6 from the floor. 0 for 4, obviously, from 3. They had a ugly game, but they did get it to within 2 in the end, which is what they do. But as we watch that, there are two stories in the NBA. There's the NBA Finals, and there's the ineptitude of the Knicks in their coaching search. That's what it feels like, whether that's fair or not. And someone tweeted at me today that Evan said that the Knicks have handled this search perfectly. I can't even imagine someone feeling that way. Like, you could be on the other side. You could feel like I'm over the top on it. You could feel like the noise around it from people who agree with me and think like me have been way too much, and that it's not that embarrassing to have five coaches, you know, and five organizations tell you no and slam the door in your face. Maybe you feel that way. How in the world could you tell me this was handled perfectly? This is what you want? You want Charles Barkley laughing? You want Shams mocking you in interviews? You want to be like the ineptitude of the Knicks being the second biggest story in the NBA alongside the NBA Finals? Like, that's what it feels like. And that's handling it perfectly, as they might hire Mike Brown? Ugh. Are you really, honestly, Knick fans, call me up, let me know. 888-808-1019. We're going to get to the calls in just a second. Like, are you excited at either of these guys? Like, do any of these names left, unless it's a Jason Kidd, unless it's a name now out of nowhere? And I still think Jason Kidd is a very strong possibility. And I have to admit, if it ends up with Jason Kidd, I'll feel like whatever the case, whatever happened, I'm fine with Jason Kidd being the next head coach of the Knicks. So that's fine. I'm excited about that. I can get excited about Jason Kidd. I can. You might think he's terrible. He might be terrible. I have no idea. But Jason Kidd kind of excites me a little bit. Who he is, how smart he is. You know, he took a team to the NBA Finals in the Dallas Mavericks. He's worked with Brunson before, you know. He knows the market. Brooklyn, he's in New Jersey, obviously, with the Knicks in his final season. I can buy Kidd as a legitimately good hire. I don't know how excited I am that Tibbs isn't on the sideline and Mike Brown's going to be walking around. I don't know how excited I am that Taylor Jenkins is going to be walking around. I don't know. They might end up being great, perfect fits and take this team to a different level. Maybe. But it is hard to fathom. It is hard to get excited about. It is hard not to just be like, man, this is the most disappointing. Even though they lost to the Indiana Pacers, it felt like we should have been riding some momentum. It felt like we should have been happier about this season. It felt like there was, you could have told yourself something's brewing with the Knicks. And instead, right now, from the highs of beating the Celtics, It's a cratering out. It's a complete feeling of like, man, we fired the coach. We don't know who the hell to hire. They're gonna hire one of two guys, maybe. I know that's just they're just starting to talk to him. Yeah, take your time. Take your time. You know, I saw someone put out a story. It's like, oh, everyone's killing the Knicks for taking so long. Do you remember? And they were putting out stories about how the Lakers hired J.J. Redick 2 months after that. You're bragging about the idea. It took you 2 months to hire J.J. Redick. That's, hey, other franchises get to, you know, take their time with coaches. Yeah, and they came up with J.J. Redick. I don't think I don't need 2 months to hire, you know, J.J. Redick or Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins. They don't need 2 months to do that. I know they're alone in this search. I know there's not another team looking for a head coach, and they have all these wonderful candidates all to themselves. What a wonderful candidate they have. and Mike Brown. I mean, I'm having a real tough time getting excited about the idea of what's happening with the New York Knicks. I just am.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.